Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Grease Gurus. It's an automotive talk forum. I'm your host this morning, Lou Angel Wolf. Tim Del Toro is usually in this chair, but he's away on family business and doing the things that are important in life. I mean, the radio show is important, but being with your grandkids and giggling and eating cake is very important as well. So welcome, folks. Welcome to the Grease Guru Show. Lou Angel Wolf here. In the studio with me is the producer of the show, Pete Blake.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Excellent, buddy. Excellent. Hey, you're looking good, kid.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Very good. This show is broadcast from the Tan Talk Studios in beautiful downtown Clearwater. We're right here at the very, very end of the nice weather. It's the second week of April. You know, we got a nice little chill in the air. It's beautiful. Like,
it needs to get hotter, a little bit hotter.
Shh, quiet.
I need to get some sun, man.
Dude.
My doctor told me I don't have any vitamin D in my life, and that's the sun, so I need to get some. I'm part Sicilian. It's ridiculous.
Stop by Walgreens, get some vitamin D.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't make me sweat to fulfill your desires. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this show is sponsored by Tim's Performance Service Center. It's a full-service garage up there in Tarpon Springs. Actually, 906 Verona Place, right there in Tarpon Springs, 1 minute off of US 19, and it's on the very same road that the historic Tarpon Springs sponge docks are on. The number there at the shop is 727-543-1601. Tim and Reggie Gibson run a very friendly neighborhood full-service garage there to keep your car moving and rolling. And that's kind of what this show is themed about. It's paralleling automotive maintenance to your own personal life. You know, you need to keep moving. You need to put good stuff in your body. You need to check on all your symptoms from time to time, same as with your car. And if you need that, Tim's Performance up there in Tarpon Springs, get you dialed right in. It's vacation time coming up. We got people getting ready to take trips. We got all kinds of stuff happening, man. It's just a very active time of year. We're in the middle of spring, I guess, or a few weeks into spring. And man, it sure feels good outside. And what we got there? We got somebody on the line?
Yeah, we got the main host himself, Tim Del Toro.
Tim Del Toro, welcome to your own show.
Good morning. Welcome to my world. Thank you so much for filling in and helping out this morning. I appreciate this.
Oh, you know me, Mr. Help Out.
Well, as you can imagine, I went to Orlando, and I'm going to be at a three-year-old's birthday party here. It's getting ready to crank up. My little granddaughter's three.
Yes.
And they're bringing a petting zoo over here, so who knows what I'll go home with today.
A mobile petting zoo?
Yeah, wow. They're bringing it to the house, so she's all excited.
Yeah.
And
well, how are they going to top that next year? What are they going to,
I don't know. Probably the big top will be here or something, but
everyone is flying to India to ride a real camel.
On an automotive note, I drove the Rock and Rolls over here.
You did?
Because there's a client that's very interested in it. So I showed that to him at 8 o'clock this morning, and we went for a nice long ride. They do wedding venues and stuff with different types of vehicles. He's got a Winnebago. He's got a Mercedes diesel. He's got a bunch of eclectic cars, and he just thinks that maybe this Rolls will put in there. So he didn't pay me for it yet, but he's going to consider it. And, you know, I've already got a rental car reserved if that should happen. So,
well, how'd she perform today, Tim?
You know what? That car's rock steady. I'll go anywhere in that car. I drove 75 miles an hour when you could, and then I was in many traffic jams for long periods of time. And the car's rock solid, man. I mean, so if this gentleman doesn't buy it, I'm okay with hanging on to it for the intern.
Sure.
But what a grand old car for a 1972 Rolls-Royce that's been neglected over the years cosmetically.
Yes.
Just a great, great car. They really built cars back then.
She kind of reminds me of like a spoiled rich kid that got pushed out of the family for some particular reason.
She was shunned because she lost her d'elegance.
You let someone take your flying lady. But anyway, that's
the lady. That's called what was she called? The lady of ecstasy.
Yes, yes, the wings of ecstasy or something like
that's
that.
That's why it feels so good to drive a Rolls.
It, you know, it does feel good. I've driven that car, and you do get a wonderful feeling of completeness in there. You're like, yeah. You know, when that thing didn't smell like a locker room inside, I bet you that was quite a grand machine to tool down the road in.
Yeah. So I know you and I didn't get a chance to catch up this week. We need to do that. Maybe we'll do lunch next week. But there again, I just want to give you my thanks for being my friend and helping out and taking one for the team today.
I think I'm going to get all those back at the end. So
okay.
All right, buddy. Well, you have fun and, you know, bring me home a pygmy goat.
I will. I'm sure there'll be something that I can sneak out of here.
Yeah.
Maybe a giraffe. They're small.
You know what you would have a lot of fun with, Tim, is those fainting goats. Have you ever seen those?
The ones that just drop dead on you?
Yeah, they just... They have like some sort of narcolepsy, and they just anytime they get excited, they just drop down. So yeah so that would that'd be fun to have around the shop every time.
It would. I mean, it'd go right in with everything else. I don't know if anybody's seen my 62 Imperial. It's going to be the new wall hanging, but
I'm
quite excited about that. That would look good with maybe a real live cobra setting up there that we could spit at people.
I would, I'd find some sort of decorative crown for the hood because it is the Imperial
Wizard.
I'd put a long beard out of the grill then. That's what I'd do.
Well, I'm going to turn it back over to you because I'm sure you got a whole thing planned and I'm just screwing you up. So I'm going to.
No, you're not at all. We're going to play some, classic, car rock, today. And we're also going to talk about summer driving tips. Coming up, but Tim, I wanted to introduce you to this piece of music, and we can move on from here. This was a record by Paul Revere and the Raiders, and in 1965-66, they gave this record out to everybody who was shopping for a Chevelle, and the song is called SS-396. By Paul Revere and the Raiders. And I'm a music head. I had never heard this song before. Mm. And so this is a song that helped sell cars in the mid-60s. And on the flip side was a song called Corvair, baby. So
from one spectrum to another.
Well, Mr. Del Toro, we'll see you next week.
All right.
And we're going to have Pete bring us into Paul Revere and the Raiders SS-396.
Under the hood, she looks real pretty like a tough one should. On her red line tire, she sits real mean. She's the coolest hot one you've ever seen. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Everybody's digging my SS-396. Look at her go. Bucket seat. When the four-speed tranny is starting to whine, we'll know that the super sport wants to get on the line. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Nothing can match my SS-396. Look at her go. Feel her tires grip the road. Her deep breathing pulls.
Yeah, all right. That was Paul Revere and the Raiders with SS-396. It was a promotional record that Chevrolet hired them to do as they were promoting that big block Chevelle. They were some bad dudes, man. They were groovy cars. They had a light body. They looked really nice. They had a beautiful line. And then you got that big block in there. You could get that 396 in a couple different flavors. 325, 350 horse, 375 horse. Then you could get a 427 if you ordered it that way. That's a lot of power. 427, I think, was 425 horse. So that's a lot of juice.
That's a beast.
That's a beast. And you had one of those things with a four-speed tranny, and you, whoo, yeah, you better be hanging on, brother. The cars these days are much more refined. This GT Mustang they got now, a buddy of mine down Lee, he's got one with a little blower on it, little supercharger on
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah, supercharger, not a blower.
Makes it sound like kind of a muscle car?
It's got a little bit of a, it's got a little whistle.
No, okay.
Yeah, so it runs like in the high 11s in the quarter mile.
And wow.
He drives it back and forth to the track. You know, and stops at the grocery store on the way home. He has to.
I just want to get a base model, the 310. The 310 horsepower. That'd be good enough for me.
Yeah, the six cylinder?
Yeah.
Oh, they're real peppy. In fact, a dear friend of mine bought one from Carl Flammer Ford this weekend. Last weekend, it's a six cylinder, it was a 305 horse, I think, that
mm-hmm,
year.
Exactly.
And, but a little convertible, just cool little silver Mustang. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And, just zooms around. And that six cylinder runs great. It's got a nice little exhaust on it. And on top of that, they get 31 miles to the gallon on the highway.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah.
The best of both worlds. You have the high horsepower.
Yep.
Okay, it sounds somewhat like a muscle car.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a Mustang, and on top of it, it's great on gas. How do you go wrong with
that?
Great
on gas, and it's a real light handling car. Not that the Coyote motor is heavy, it's not, but this is an all-aluminum 3.7-liter six-cylinder that makes 305, 310 horsepower stock. You can chip it, put a cold air intake and a pipe on it, and get that thing up around 360 horsepower.
Oh, very nice.
And still get 31 miles of the gallon.
That's awesome.
And just, you know, I mean, what a great machine for, and you could put a car like that together for under 20 grand. If you're a good shopper.
If you're a good shopper.
Sure, and I am.
Yeah. Or you have good credit.
Whatever.
Which I don't.
But that can happen.
Yeah.
First thing you do is go to Zales and get an engagement ring. Put it on credit.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do, Lou. I'm real close to that right
now. Yeah, well, you need to get a date first.
You know, that's true. Well, you're going to have time, all right? Because you're always working. You can't really do that. But, yeah,
well, sure.
The pool is... kind of shallow right now. So.
Well, that's okay. Just get a comfortable glove or something. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Grease Guru Show. I'm Lou Angel Wolf. Tim Del Toro is vacationing with family today. And when Tim's away, I like to let the records play. And, this is a song that I'm in my mid-50s. And every time I hear the opening chords to this song, I just get a little jump. It makes me. It has one of those effects on you. You know, this is a band. I think it was probably definitely their biggest hit, maybe their only hit. Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even got to tell you the name of this song.
Gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dueling sauce with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, icy spots, the lines on the road just looked like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down in the gym. She started to rock, and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail, and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Yeah, baby. Hot Rod Lincoln, right there. Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Grease Gurus radio show. Tim Del Toro's away. I'm Lou Angel Wolf. Got a little fun thing happening all day today. It's a live show. You're welcome to call in at any time. The local number here in sparkling Clearwater, 727-441-3000. And a toll-free number, as if we need them anymore, 866-826-1340. You can be listening to the show on tantalk1340.com. Or we are also simulcast on irnbroadcast.com. That's the IRN radio network. You can also catch my other show, Lutopia.com, on the IRN broadcast network. That's irnbroadcast.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this show is sponsored by Tim's Performance Service Center at 906 Verona Place in beautiful Tarpon Springs, Florida. 1 minute off of US 19 on the same road as the historic Tarpon Springs. The number up there at the shop is 727-543-1601, full service garage. And summertime is kind of approaching. And so there's a couple things you want to get done to your car or your truck or your RV, especially your RV. If you're taking the RV out and you haven't had it out all winter or maybe since last spring, one thing you're definitely going to want to get checked is the radiator. They're an expensive thing, kind of, but if you catch them or maintain them, they last a very, very long time. But what happens is people neglect the radiator and the coolant in their vehicle, and they don't get it changed. They don't flush the system. They don't have new coolant put in, and your engine loves that. It's literally like a big fresh glass of fruit juice for your motor. And you know how good you feel after you have a big fruit juice? That makes your motor feel the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. Feel like, good.
Yeah, some nice pineapple mango action happening there.
Yeah, thanks for bringing the fruit, by the way. That was nice of you.
Yeah, you know, that's a healthy snack. I'm trying to eat a little healthier, trying to take care of this machine I got rolling here, this big Lou Angel Wolf frame and chassis.
It's so important, too, because the outside is one thing. You can take care of your car on the outside, but if you have to take care of the car on the inside. You have to maintain it.
Absolutely.
You have to make sure you get the oil changed, everything like that. Yep. All that stuff has to follow.
Yeah, and the same with your body.
Keep
good stuff coming in and out of your body. You know, you buy the cheapest stuff around, you know, it's going to perform like it's got the cheapest stuff around inside of it. So, and that's what I'm talking about at Tim's Performance Service Center. We have a summer coolant special. we'll do a full service coolant flush for $59.95 that takes the hoses off the radiator, flows out the radiator, backflows the block, makes all that, it gives it like a just like a nice little day at the spa for your motor. So that's $59.95 plus coolant, because there's so many different coolants and some of them are very expensive and you can't just be inclusive. But for $59, and I don't know, a couple of quarts, it could be $14, $18, $28, $35, I don't know. But, well, or gallons, I mean, whatever it's worth. It's so worth it. It's probably going to be under $100 if your system's in good shape. So replace that. And we do it for cars, trucks, RVs, and especially RVs, because they've been sitting and they get like a silt that lays down in the bottom of the radiator. And the people get out there and start cruising along. The radiator builds up pressure because it's not flowing. Boom, build up pressure. You're going to spring a leak. Water always finds its way out of wherever it is. And also, too, if you find out that you do need a radiator, it is best for that to find out at the shop. Not on Highway 41, just a couple miles away from your destination of Greg Allman's grave. So, you know, you want to do the right thing. You want to do the right thing. Get your vehicle serviced. Keep your vehicle serviced. And it'll last you a lot longer. And, you know, those little $100 hits of getting the car fixed and touched up and all that stuff. Little services here and there. Yeah, they sting a little bit, but you know what? Think of what you blow $100 on. Think of what you just, you know, frivolously. And anybody that's not taking care of their car and going to the casino, you need to refocus some values there. So take some of your casino money, which I love the Native Americans. I'm one myself, but they got a lot of money. But if your car's not maintained, take that money that you're going to throw on the ground over there. And get your car dialed in. Tim's Performance Service Center, we can help you do that. Today is the most beautiful Saturday. It's lovely outside. And if you wanted to go out tonight, you could go to one of the sponsors of the Grease Guru Show. That's Bowser's up in Dunedin. It's at 540 Main Street, or just in the downtown area there. Hold on, I got the address right here. It is, boom, 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 boom. How about the about section? Here we go. I see the, and it's right there at, okay.
And of course, if you go to Bowser's, you're going to be able to hear this band, the Shake Society.
The Shake Society, they kick ass, those guys.
They do kick ass.
Yeah, they're over there on Douglas, over by the ball field there. The website's not taking me to the right place. It has me fishing in the middle of the Gulf. But anyway, Bowser's and the Shake Society, always a fun night, especially on a beautiful night like tonight. You might want to go out there and take a walk, man. For those of you doing the stroll, that'd be a lot of fun. And, you know, we're going to kind of bring things up into the future here a little bit. The next tune I'm going to play is from one of my favorite bands. I just love these guys, and they're a creative bunch of guys from Oklahoma who literally let their creativity flow right out of them. And I think they have a pretty unique sound. I dig this band for a lot of different reasons. But this morning here on the Grease Gurus, I'm going to share it with you. And today's theme is car songs and songs about cars and stuff to do with cars. This song is called, this is about the belly button of American cars, Camaros. Everybody's got one. So the song's called Camaro by the Kings of Leon. We'll be back in a couple minutes. man. Black Camaros, bro. Black Camaros rule the world. I have a friend named Blackie. We got had a black Camaro. She was a black Camaro driving girl. Squealing the tires. Anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Grease Guru Show. I'm Lou Angel Wolf. We're having a little fun this morning, playing some tunes and sharing some automotive knowledge. The phone lines are open. You're welcome to call 727-441-3000. You got a groovy car song or something you want to talk about, man? Come on, let it go. Let Uncle Lou know what's going on. You can call toll-free 866-826-1340. Hope you're listening. Maybe even listen on the internet, tantalk1340.com or on irnbroadcast.com. Yeah, we're going to take a break here, but I'm going to roll this next song before I get out of here. That's where Tim Del Toro is today. He's out. He's on the road today. He's doing a little wandering around, and hope he brought a little canned heat with him. Yeah, man, that's a long rambling road song there. That's On the Road by Canned Heat. That's probably 1967, 68, right around in there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Grease Guru Show. I'm Lou Angel Wolf. Grease Guru Show sponsored by Tim's Performance Service Center, 906 Verona Place up there in Tarpon Springs. 727-543-1601 is the number. Full service garage, summertime's coming. Need to take a look at that car, truck, SUV, RV, whatever it is you're driving. And last break, we talked about the radiator. Make sure your radiator's dialed in. And the other thing that you need to check, too, because sometimes if you're not running the air conditioning all winter like you haven't been doing, So there hasn't been as much strain on the engine. There's drive belts. There's some cars have a serpentine belt. Some cars have a series of belts. You need to inspect those belts because when they get dried out, and you start running the air again, then you're going to put a bigger strain on it. If there's stress crack, that belt can break. And on a serpentine belt, if one belt breaks, the whole motor stops. So they won't charge. It won't do anything. It won't steer. So have those serpentine belts checked. I don't have any pricing for that because they vary so much. But Tim's Performance Service Center, when we take a look at that, even when we just do an oil change, if we're just checking the oil and changing the oil out and lubricating the chassis, and we do a visual inspection, check your brakes, all that good stuff. And one of the things we do is apprise you of the condition of your drive belts, which are very, very important. And a lot of cars you see on sitting on the side of the road with the hood up, and smoke billowing out of there, it's just because a drive belt went bad. And you do got to get that kind of stuff checked, because when you check the drive belt, you can also check to see if the water pump's good. And if the water pump's all loosey-goosey inside and it needs to be replaced, oh, it's so much better to do that pre-need. You know what I mean? So preventive maintenance saves you a lot of broken down stuff on the side of the road and waiting on AAA if you were fortunate enough and wise enough to buy that in the future. A lot of people get stuck out there on the road with nothing, and then they fall at the mercy of some tow truck company that they had to call that they don't know, and you're paying premium rates for that. AAA is a great deal, man. They'll 100 and a quarter a year, something like that. 118, 132, I don't know, something like that. Depends on which one you get. That's the cost of one tow. And for all that other stuff too, you get all the AAA services, you get map quests and triptychs, and they'll help you do travel stuff, and not to mention the free the free towing on the car and lockout service. If you lock your keys in your car, they'll come do that. It's a great value, that AAA Auto Club. It's not for sissies, it's for guys who think. But anyway, and that was a free plug, because they've done me well over the years. But so anyway, folks, this is the Grease Guru Show. I'm Lou Angel Wolf, sitting in for Tim Del Toro, who's away with the familia. Been a fun show so far. We've had some cool music, and we're going to continue with that theme. Like I said, the number up there at the Tim's Performance is 727-543-1601. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And specializing in all sorts of automotive repair, trucks, light trucks, RVs, chassis work, all kinds of cool stuff. You got a broken tractor, we'll take a shot at that. You know, whatever you want. Full service garage up there at Tim's. All right. Well, we're moving a little closer to the south here. This is kind of a interesting gal who she was the daughter of a professor at Ole Miss, and she got to pick all these incredible writers and speakers and poets up at the airport when they would come speak. Very, very interesting little life story. This girl wound up being an incredible singer and a songwriter. And she also shares the sentiment that I do. And people go, what would you do if you won the lottery, Lou? They go, I'd buy this, or I'd move here, or I'd do this. Before I did any of that, I would stop driving. I would get a big-ass car, or probably like a Lincoln Navigator extended body, and I would hire a driver. I would hire a chauffeur. Because you can get so much stuff done when you don't have to pay attention to the road. And I like traveling. I'm tired of driving. So this song is Lucinda Williams, Me and My Chauffeur.
I want you to rob me. I want
What a nice little tune that was. Lucinda Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, I got some funny interaction going on Facebook. My buddy Gary Craddock, who's probably one of the funniest guys around, is...
Besides yourself?
Well, you know, we're, I guess...
Great show, by the way.
We're in the same league. Yeah, thanks for coming out there, Pete.
Yeah, no problem.
Pete got to bring his mom to a very, very funny comedy show. And Tracy Kanan and my buddy Joe Riga, we did a little adventure up there at the tropical island up there in Newport Richey.
Tropical paradise island, whatever.
Yeah. It
is. None of those things exist there.
Yeah, exactly. You know what did exist there? Lots of goopy cheese sauce.
Yes.
That's what there.
Yes.
The show was fantastic. Everybody had a laugh, but the venue just wasn't quite ready for us.
No, I don't think so. Speaker system, namely on the left side that I was sitting on.
Yeah, I know. It was rough. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do? It's that. That was the day. And everybody, I think, had a good time.
It was great. It was a great show. If you have not gone out and seen Lou Angel Wolf and Tracy and Joe Riga, you're missing out.
Thank you very much. No problem. I do got a couple of shows coming up. I got a private on Wednesday for the United Way. And then next Sunday night at the Tampa Improv, I'm headlining. It'll be the Lou Angel Wolf Show at 7 o'clock at the Tampa Improv next Sunday night, the 17th. Tickets are cheap, like $7 or something. So, yeah, it's me and Mike Murillo. Very, very funny show. And then the week after that, on April 20th, it's the Bong Show at Snapper's Grill in Palm Harbor. So be a lot of fun to, you know, I believe in the whole medical approach to cannabis. So
bring a date to that one.
Well, if you want to hear an endless litany of pot jokes, that would be a good place to find them.
Yes, and if she is a pothead, then you can
bring always. Oh. Mandatory for me. Exactly. But anyway. ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about my stand-up career there. I've been a stand-up comic for about 33 years and had a good buddy of mine pass away a couple years ago. And it was two years ago in February. Wow. This guy named Tim Wilson, who was a very, very funny musical act. Great big guy, old 6'4" and big, strong farm hands, and just really had just a great twinkle in his eye. And he just wanted to have fun with his life, and he did. Consequently, he didn't watch what he ate, and he smoked some cigarettes and wound up having a big heart attack and just passing all of a sudden. He was kind of taken out of our loop. But Tim Wilson, I love you, brother. I hope you're having a good time wherever you are. I know you are, man. I know you're a good man. I know I'll see you on the other side. This is Tim wrote some very, very, very funny songs. And this one's called The NASCAR Song.
Richard Petty, Rusty, Awesome Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Jr. I guess you could say Mama was a NASCAR fan. I was born in Talladega up in the stands. The fans all cheered the second I arrived. The loudspeaker said the boy's born to drive. We didn't have money for a pacifier, so I sucked on the valve off a Goodyear tire. A 7-pound, 8-ounce son of the South, born with a taste for racing in my mouth. She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Jr. I got my first real stock car when I was 9. And oh, when Mama bought off a Jeb Bodine. The Winston Cup people said the boy's too young till I qualified second at Darlington. How in the world could a 9-year-old child hit 197 in a time trial? The man said Mama ought to be ashamed. But by the way, son, tell us what's your name. I told him Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Petty, Rusty, Awesome Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Jr. I got a Toys R Us
sponsor and a new pit crew. Daytona loves little 52. The junior high school girls are all cheering for me. I'm out there intimidating number three. But I ain't got room on my cards or my caps or the helmet I'm driving with. To ride Dale, Darrell, Walter, Richard, Betty, Rusty, Awesome Bill, Irvin Gordon, Earnhardt Smith, Johnson Jr.
Yeah, man. How about Tim Wilson? That was funny, wasn't it? And he can play that guitar in the middle, too. Left a little early for my likings, but he was on a bigger plan than I knew about. That was Tim Wilson with NASCAR Song. And you can get a bunch of his stuff on Amazon. He's a great, great comic, real funny dude. Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to give a proper shout-out to Bowser's. The website was elusive. When I was talking about it before, and it's at 520 Douglas Avenue over there in Dunedin. They feature live music. They're open 11 to 3, 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's also a pet friendly place. You can bring your dog, so that's nice, right? You can bring your dog. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fun show. Tim Del Toro has hanging out with the family. And that's the sponsor of the show, Tim's Performance Service Center up there in Tarpon Springs, 727-543-1601. Who we got on the phone there, buddy?
We got Betty. Betty has a problem with her carburetor.
Ah, Betty, the problem with the carburetor. Hey, Betty, welcome to the Grease Gurus. I'm Lou. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Betty.
How are you? I have a sore throat today, and people are screaming at me at the shop. They have my carburetor. It's a tri-power off at 67 GTO 389.
Uh-huh.
I need to adjust the middle carburetor without getting shocked.
Well, the first thing you're going to want to do is put on some rubber boots.
Yes.
And then get the proper rubber-tipped screwdriver.
Yes.
You're probably going to need the Phillips head, the one that looks like a star.
Yes.
The plus, the minus. Got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
must and, every answer be yes with you?
Yeah. I'm trying to guide you through it, Betty.
Yes.
And and then you make sure the air hat is removed, and then you set your richness screws there in the back. The one on the right is
this guy Rich.
He's on the back of your carburetor.
Okay.
And he's and you just turn that. And I guess you just kind of got to sense it. You got to listen for it, wait for all the cylinders to start hitting right.
Listen, I know they said you guys make house calls. Why don't you just come over, we'll have coffee, and then you can take care of it and use my screwdriver. We can just get along well.
You know, that's one of the things that Tim's does is we do work on classic cars. So
yes, that's what I heard. He's fantastic. Unbelievable. The hands on that man. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Listen, I got Cody Fields on the other line. I got to pick up. She's got a problem.
Okay, Betty.
She's got an old Buick. But you guys are great. Love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Well. Thank you, Betty. Thank you. Betty's called into the show before with her car problems. Who knows? She'd be running a tri-power GTO.
Betty sounds like she has some mental problems.
Betty smokes a little too much and she lives in a room.
Speaking of bong show.
Lives in a room without a whole lot of air. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fun show, Grease Guru Show. I'd like to thank all my fans out there listening, or just people. You don't have to be a fan. If you just kind of like me, that's okay. That's good, too. But show sponsored by Tim's Performance in Tarpon, Bowser's Bar and Grill, and pet-friendly atmosphere down there in Dunedin, and the Shake Society, who's the house band over there, real, real funny dudes. And the show's kind of been a little, an interesting show. It's had some theme of car music, and we dropped a little science about getting your car ready for summertime. Get that radiator checked out. Get those drive belts checked out. If I got time, I'll stop and pick you up on the side of the road and take you somewhere. But, you know, if you do a little preventive maintenance, you don't have to do any of that. And on the way out, I'm going to say hey to a buddy of mine. Jimmy Bear's Barbecue over there in St. Cloud. My buddy Vinnie Barber runs Jimmy Bear's Most Delicious Barbecue. Put some pork on your fork. Get some south in your mouth over there at Jimmy Bear's. And this is one of his favorite tunes, and we're going to close the show out with it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Grease Gurus. I'm Lou Angel Wolf. Next week, Tim Del Toro will be back in the big chair. And you guys are great. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. All these shows are archived at here on Tan Talk and also on the IRN Broadcast Network. Listen to my Lutopia show every Saturday at 6 o'clock on the IRN Broadcast Network. Like I said, I'm playing at the Tampa Improv April 17th and Snappers on April 20th. So on the way out, we're going to say goodnight with Rob Zombie. And I got a lot of stuff to do, baby. You ain't never going to stop me, and my Durango 95.
To keep you alive.